This is VOA News, The Remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Mass street demonstrations in Myanmar entered their second week on Saturday. With neither protesters nor the military government they seek to unseat showing any signs of backing off from confrontations. Protesters in Yangon, which is the country's biggest city, again congregated at key crossroads from which groups fanned out to other points, including the embassies of the United States and China. They marched despite an order banning gatherings of five people or more. The U.S., especially after the announcement by President Joe Biden of sanctions against the military regime, is regarded as an ally in the protester struggle against the February 1st coup. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has said Moscow is ready to sever ties with the European Union if the bloc hits it with painful economic sanctions. That's according to extracts of an interview posted on the ministry's website. Relations between Russia and the West have come under renewed pressure over the arrest and jailing of Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny, which has sparked talk of possible new sanctions. Three European diplomats told Reuters that the European Union was likely to impose travel bans and asset freezes on allies of Russian President Vladimir Putin, possibly as soon as this month, after France and Germany signaled their willingness to move ahead. Pressures for sanctions have grown since Moscow infuriated European countries last week by expelling German, Polish, and Swedish diplomats without telling the EU's foreign policy chief, who was in Moscow for a visit. Paris and Berlin now say there must be a response. For more on these and other stories making international news headlines, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. In the United States, the nation's top public health agency says in-person schooling can be done safely with mask use, social distancing, and other strategies. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention also said vaccination of teachers, while important, is not a prerequisite for reopening in the middle of a pandemic, which has killed more than 479,000 people in the U.S. The CDC's roadmap for getting students back to classrooms had been highly anticipated, but its guidance is just that. The agency cannot force schools to reopen, and agency officials were careful to say they are not calling for a mandate that all schools be reopened. U.S. President Joe Biden has met with a bipartisan group of governors and mayors at the White House as part of his push to give financial relief from the coronavirus pandemic to states and local governments. The relief is a clear source of division with Republican lawmakers who view the spending as wasteful. As part of a $1.9 trillion coronavirus package, Biden wants to send $350 billion to state and local governments and tribal governments. While Republicans in Congress have largely objected to this initiative, Biden's push has some Republican support among governors and mayors. Disappointed crowds left the Australian Open tennis tournament mid-match on Friday as the Victoria State snap lockdown was about to come into effect. The tournament will proceed without crowds over the next 5 days after the state of Victoria was placed under a snap lockdown from midnight on Friday to contain a fresh outbreak of COVID-19. State Premier Daniel Andrews announced the measures after the highly transmissible strain of COVID-19 linked to Britain infected 13 people. Fans who had already bought tickets would get a refund. Andrews said the Australian Open would be treated like any other professional sporting event in the state. The tournament, one of the sport's four Grand Slams, was delayed by 3 weeks and only went ahead after more than 1,000 players and support staff underwent 14 days of quarantine. One day's play in the warm-up tournaments at Melbourne Park was called off last week after a worker at one of the tennis quarantine hotels tested positive for COVID-19. All the players underwent testing and were cleared of infection. Crowds at Melbourne Park were capped at 30,000 per day at the start of the tournament, around 50% of the usual attendance, but only 21,000 came through the gates on Thursday. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.